Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us for today's lesson. We're going to be talking about a certain country in the world, the Netherlands. We're going to enjoy the Netherlands. We're going to enjoy learning all about this country. Now, what comes to your mind when you think of the Netherlands, Carolyn?
Well, the first thing I think of would be tulips. I love tulips, and the Netherlands has many, many great flowers, and they're famous for growing tulips that are then sent all around the world.
Okay, yes, they are very famous for tulips. I think something that comes to my mind is maybe the wooden shoes that they wear, or windmills. Also, you know, I visited the Netherlands. My sister lives in the Netherlands. She's working there, so of course I think of her as well. I also think of canals and little houses that line the streets. One word I could use to describe these streets or houses is quaint. You can use this word to describe the Netherlands. Well, that's what I think of. What do you think of when you think of the Netherlands? Let's get started with our lesson, Enjoy the Netherlands.
Enjoy the Netherlands. Take an exciting tour full of beautiful sights and European history. When most people think of the Netherlands, images of wooden shoes and windmills come to mind. While this may be a stereotype, it's correct. Spend a few days here and you'll see all that and more. Look for yellow rounds of cheese, blue and white ceramics, and bright flowers everywhere you go. How can you explore this colorful country? Start with the capital. Touch down at Schiphol, one of the busiest airports in the world. There you can hop on the train to Amsterdam Central Station.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. Welcome bij de show. In this month's travel article, we're joining Studio Classroom teacher Naomi in her travels through the Netherlands. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Image. Image is a noun. As Nina imagined visiting Paris, her mind was filled with images of the Eiffel Tower. Ceramics. Ceramics is a noun. That town is famous for its colorful ceramics. Explore. Explore is a verb. When Oliver moved to Nanjing, he spent several days exploring his new home. Pedal. Pedal is a verb. Penny enjoys pedaling her bike along the river. Glide. Glide is a verb. The dancers glided beautifully around the room. Your more information words are windmill. Windmill is a noun. Stereotype. Stereotype is a noun. Cruise. Cruise is a noun. Sounds like an interesting article. Let's look at the article and find out.
Well, let's go to the very beginning of our lesson today. This lesson is written by Naomi, and she is part Dutch, and she has some relatives in the Netherlands, so she knows all about the Netherlands, okay? We begin by reading a sentence, take an exciting tour full of beautiful sights and European history. So that's what we're going to be doing when we're learning about the Netherlands.
That's right, and at the beginning we talked a little bit about what we think of when we think of the Netherlands, and the article opens when most people think of the Netherlands. Images of wooden shoes and windmills come to mind, and those were two things that you mentioned, Gabe.
That's exactly right. I think that's something, or those things are things that a lot of people think about when they think of the Netherlands, these images of wooden shoes and windmills. Well, let's take a look at those words. The first one is image. Okay, so if you have an image of something in your mind, that means you are picturing it. Of course, it's not really there, but you are thinking about it. This image comes to mind. How can you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, image is another word for a picture. So what image comes to mind when you think of the Netherlands is one question you could ask. You might also say, what image comes to mind when you think of the perfect date? Where would you go? What things would you see?
Okay, what things would you see? What image? You could also use another form of this word to imagine. What do you imagine? What do you think about? Okay, so we're talking about these images of wooden shoes and windmills. Carolyn, what is a windmill?
Well, a windmill is a large structure, and it usually has four sides that spin around, and it's blown by the wind, and it creates power, usually for some type of factory, but it could generate electricity. It could do many, many things, or pump water.
That's right.
It can serve many different functions.
That's right. So windmills are very useful, and of course, the Netherlands has many windmills. It's true. Well, let's continue. While this may be a stereotype, it's correct. So what is a stereotype? Well, it's maybe one thing that many people think about when they think about a country or a certain topic. They think of one thing that comes to mind. So that thing is a stereotype. How else can you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, there are many stereotypes, and usually we think about them as being something that isn't very good. But it doesn't have to be something bad, like windmills and wooden shoes. Those sound like great things to have. I think of one stereotype that a lot of people might have about Americans is that all Americans have white skin, blonde hair, and blue eyes. But that is not true. My sister's hair is brown. Her eyes are hazel, which is a green-brown color, and she is even fairer. Her skin is even whiter than mine. So even though we're sisters, we look very different.
Okay, well, most people do have stereotypes about different things. And of course, the stereotype here is correct. If you go to the Netherlands, you will see windmills. And yes, wooden shoes. We continue. Spend a few days here and you'll see all that and more. Let's take a look at that phrase, all that and more. Carolyn, how could you use this phrase?
Well, it means that you see things that you were expecting as well as things that you weren't expecting. So maybe you go to a new place and you thought, oh, I'm sure I will see a giraffe when I go to the zoo. And I saw a giraffe. And more. I saw all that and more.
That's right. Maybe you heard that the night market has good food and some nice clothes. Well, of course, you can see good food, nice clothes, all that and more at the night market. Use that phrase sometime today. While we continue, look for yellow rounds of cheese, blue and white ceramics, and bright flowers everywhere you go. Okay, usually I use the word round as an adjective, but here it's used in a different way, right, Carolyn?
That's right. It is a round of cheese, not the cheese is round, but a round of cheese means a round piece of cheese. They come in big wheels.
That's right. So they're called rounds of cheese. Well, let's take a look at a word from our word bank. It is ceramics. Now, this is a kind of material. And you can make ceramics. Well, it's kind of like making pottery. You can make ceramics. Something about this word, as a noun, it always has an S. But if you are making something, then you could call it a ceramic pot or a ceramic vase.
That's right. So here it is a noun, so it should have an S, ceramics. And they have blue and white ceramics here in the Netherlands. Well, continuing, how can you explore this colorful country? Oh, and we want to explore this country, and that is another word from the word bank. What does it mean if you explore a place, Gabe?
Well, that means you have an adventurous spirit. You want to get out and know new things about your country or your city or where you are. You are exploring. Carolyn, I like to explore. Do you like to explore new places?
I do like to explore new places. And if we want to explore the Netherlands, we can start with the capital. Touch down at Schiphol, one of the busiest airports in the world. There, you can hop on the train to Amsterdam Central Station.
All right, so from there you can go to Amsterdam. It's really not that far away. I've been there, I've been to the Schiphol Airport and to Amsterdam Central Station. It's actually quite lovely, and it's quite a lovely trip on the way there. Well, it's time for us to learn something new with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。这篇文章第一个重点，我们来看 image 这个名词。Image 是指图像或影像，例如 images of the fire scene still linger in my mind. 火场里的影像现在还在我心中挥之不去。Image 也指形象，例如 the commercial successfully promoted the image of the company. 这个广告成功地提升了公司的形象。继续我们看的是 stereotype 这个名词。Stereotype 是指刻板印象，例如 Louis doesn't fit the stereotype of a successful businesswoman.Louise 并不符合一般成功的女事业家的刻板印象。Stereotype 也可以当动词，意思是使模式化或者是使定型。例如 ,women have traditionally been stereotyped as weak and dependent in movies and novels. 传统里面女性在电影和小说都被定型为软弱或依赖的刻板印象。
We've just started our first day of our article, Enjoy the Netherlands. And if you go to the Netherlands, there are many different things that you can see. Some of them are stereotypes that people think of, like windmills and wooden shoes, but it is true, you can see those things there, as well as many others, such as blue and white ceramics or rounds of cheese. Well, there are many other things that we can learn about and explore in the Netherlands with our second reading today.
Enjoy the Netherlands. Going Dutch. From the station, rent a bicycle to explore the streets the Dutch way. Even if you don't pedal your way around town, take some time to watch the locals. You'll be amazed at how many items they can carry on two wheels. If you'd rather be on the water, you can take a cruise. Spend an hour or two gliding through the canals of this city, past historical buildings.Watch for the skinniest house in Amsterdam.
All right, so this next section is called Going Dutch. And wait a minute, that makes me think of something. What does it make me think of? Ah, the info cloud. Steve and Ken are going to share a little bit about this phrase there. Let's do that now.
Hi friends, have you ever gone Dutch? No, we're not talking about going to the Netherlands here.
Going Dutch or Dutch treat is an expression that means each person pays his or her own expenses during an outing or a meal, instead of having one person pay for everyone.
And it's not just dividing the total bill by the number of people and having each person pay an equal amount. You only pay for what you order.
Right. So if I ordered a big steak and Ken, you just had a small salad, which is something you sometimes do, I would certainly be paying more than you if we went Dutch.
I would hope so.
But...In that situation, I would probably not use the expression going Dutch. I would just say, let's pay for our own orders. Going Dutch is a term usually used in the context of a date.
Right. When a man takes a woman on a date and they split the bill instead of the man paying the complete tab, we call that going Dutch or Dutch treat. So,Why do people do that, Steve?
Well, if a woman wants to be just friends with a man and not give the wrong impression that she's romantically interested, then she can make it clear before the date by insisting they go Dutch.
这课介绍荷兰人叫做 the Dutch, 但是片语 go Dutch 跟 Dutch treat 都表示彼此分摊，各付各的。你跟朋友出去用餐，你可以先说好你们是 go Dutch, 各自买单付款。那到时候呢，就没有谁请谁的问题了。那但是这个片语呢，主要还是用在男女的约会。如果男生和女生才刚认识，女生可以先声明你们外出是要 go Dutch, 这样子谁也不欠谁。要注意 go Dutch 并不是一人付一半，而是每个人付自己餐点的费用，所以吃牛排的会比吃沙拉的付比较多的钱。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Well, in the first sentence of this section, going Dutch, we see from the station, rent a bicycle to explore the streets the Dutch way. So we are going Dutch a little bit differently from、mm-hmm. what we talked about in the Info Cloud, but we are going to be doing things the Dutch way. And to do that, you should rent a bicycle first.
It's true. When I went to visit Amsterdam,And I was at Amsterdam Central Station. I did see many people on bicycles, many different kinds of bicycles too. That certainly is the Dutch way of doing things and traveling. Well, we continue. Even if you don't pedal your way around town, take some time to watch the locals, like I did. Well, let's take a look at that word from our word bank. It is pedal. Here it's used as a verb. Carolyn, what does this mean?
Well, if youPedal, that means that you are using pedals. So pedal is also a noun,、mm-hmm. and it's what you have on a bicycle. You use your feet to pedal the bicycle.
That's right. It makes the wheels go round. So it's a verb and a noun. Well, can you pedal quickly or do you pedal slowly? If you like to take your time and just enjoy the scenery, then you can pedal slowly. You can ride your bike slowly.In that city that you want to explore.
That's right. Well, or you could watch the locals. And Gabe said that he was watching the locals. And I'm sure you saw a lot of interesting things. In our article, it says, you'll be amazed at how many items they can carry on two wheels.
That's right. On two wheels, or even more, I saw a lady dressed all in blue with these ridiculous blue high heels.And she was riding a blue bike with actually a tricycle with three wheels. It's kind of interesting. Very many cool things you can see there. Well, you can watch the locals. And it's true. If you're riding your bike your whole life, then you can learn how to carry many items at the same time while riding.
That's right. And I'm sure that if you were to watch, you would see their bicycles piled high with things, perhaps packages, baskets. It would be a very interesting thing to see. Can you ride your bicycle with lots of items, or do you just pedal along slowly with only yourself?
Ooh, good question. Or maybe you like to pedal with no hands because your hands are full of things.And so, of course, you have many items there. Well, let's continue. If you'd rather be on the water, you can take a cruise. So you don't just have to pedal around. There are actually, many places that you might be able to take cruises in the Netherlands.
That's right. And you can spend an hour or two gliding through the canals of this city, past historical buildings.So it sounds like you can take a very nice cruise down the canal. So this is not a huge cruise ship out in the ocean,、
Mm-mm.
but a much smaller boat going down the canals, and you can glide through them.
That's right. Glide is from our word bank. Usually when I think of gliding, I think of floating through the air、mm-hmm. very smoothly. It's not a bumpy trip.But here we're talking about gliding along or on top of the water, so you can use it to discuss this as well.
That's right. So you can talk about gliding through the canal, through the water, very smooth ride, not a lot of waves, or you can glide through the air when you're flying. Maybe you are going on a short flight and you can say we're gliding through the air.
And of course, there are some sports that use the word gliding, like hang gliding or paragliding. Now, We continue learning about gliding through these canals. Watch for the skinniest house in Amsterdam. So if you are in Amsterdam and you're on a boat, on a little cruise, just gliding along, you can see the skinniest house there in Amsterdam. And Carolyn, I saw it.
And what did you think of this house? Was it very skinny? How skinny was it?
Carolyn, it really was. It was really skinny. It was a tiny little house. I didn't go inside, but it's really interesting. Like I said before, a lot of the buildings there are smaller, and so it wasn't a big surprise that there was a really skinny house there in Amsterdam.
Well, I'm sure it was quite a sight to see. I would love to see a picture of it, Gabe, but right now it is time for us to enjoy a review skit, and then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
Excuse me, may I ask you a question?
Well, okay.
Okay, well, think of the Netherlands. What comes to mind?
Oh, that's easy. I see images of wooden shoes and windmills.
Those are stereotypes, but correct.
Oh, what comes to your mind?
Ah, I see yellow rounds of cheese and blue and white ceramics.
Oh, and bright flowers everywhere you go?
Yes, the Netherlands is a colorful country. Would you like to explore it?
Well, sure. But how?
Well, just imagine you touch down at one of the busiest airports in the world.
Oh, that's exciting.
Then you hop on a train to Amsterdam Central Station.
I love trains. What's next?
Then the real fun begins. You rent a bicycle to explore the streets the Dutch way.
Oh, I'm not very good on a bicycle.
Well, even if you don't pedal your way around town, you can watch the locals ride bikes.
Watch the locals ride bikes?
Yes, you'll be amazed at how many items they can carry on two wheels.
Wow, imagine that.
If you'd rather be on water, take a cruise.
Take a cruise?
Yes, glide through the canals, pass historical buildings, watch for the skinniest house in Amsterdam.
There it is! I see it!
Pedal如果当名词是指脚踏车的脚蹬或者是踏板, 例如, the girl was too short to reach the pedals. 这个小女孩个子太小, 踩不到脚踏车的踏板。 但是pedal在今天的课文是当动词, 意思是指踏脚踏车的踏板, 也就是骑脚踏车的意思。 例如, we pedaled through the park and stopped for lunch. 我们骑脚踏车经过公园, 并且停下来吃午餐。 所以我们看glide这个动词, glide是指滑动、滑行或者是掠过。 例如, wearing a beautiful gown, Teresa glided gracefully into the ballroom. 身穿一件美丽的礼服, Teresa优雅地走进了舞厅。 或者是, the pen glided effortlessly across the paper. 这支笔毫不费力地滑行过了纸张的表面。 Don't go away, keep watching as our program continues.
All right, well, we've started learning all about the Netherlands today. And one thing that we talked about was how you can enjoy pedaling through the city on a bicycle. Or you can watch somebody else do it. Well, have you ever done that before? Have you ever explored a city on a bicycle, Carolyn?
Well, when I first moved to Taipei, I did a lot of exploring on a bicycle. My friend was nice enough to give me a bike when I moved up here, and it was a lot of fun to just be able to bike around the city and become familiar with the area since I had just moved here.
That's great. And I think it's great that a lot of cities are making it possible now for people to bike through the city. Sometimes they even have these bicycle stations where you can just rent a bike for a cheap price and then ride around for a little while. I did that in Kaohsiung as well, and it was a great way to get to know that city. Well, it's time for us to say goodbye for today, but of course, we will see you next time right here on Studio Classroom for more about the Netherlands.
See you then!